Well, Gary Peters made it official this week. He says he will indeed run for the U.S. Senate seat held for so long by the retiring Carl Levin. Do you think he'll be the strongest candidate for the Democrats to keep that seat, Jack?
Well, he's the only candidate the Democrats have now, and probably for the foreseeable future. They sort of, everybody else took a look at the race and decided not to get in. So he has a clear path to the nomination. What people are wondering about now is who his Republican opponent will be.
Yeah. The Michigan Supreme Court says it will not hear a challenge to the policy that allows live-in partners of state employees to be covered by their health insurance. Do you think we've heard the last on this issue, Jack?
Well, I think so, if only because the court seemed to be unanimous on this. Public sentiment certainly has changed pretty rapidly. We're mainly, although not exclusively, talking about same-sex partners here. Universities have that exemption, and the attempt by Attorney General Bill Schuette and others to take it away from other state employees apparently has failed. And remember, there's a 5-2 Republican majority in the Supreme Court, and if they can't get any traction with them, it's hard to see how they'll get any at all.
On the east side of the state, Roy Roberts says he's going to step down as emergency manager of Detroit Public Schools. Did he do what he set out to do, Jack?
Well, I think there's two questions here. One is, did he make things better? And the, at least on paper, the answer is yes. The school's deficit went from about $325 million down to $76 million. And everybody who knows anything about it indicates he's put in better financial practices. But as far as either eliminating that deficit, which of course is what emergency managers are supposed to do, or stopping the free fall of the Detroit school system, the answer would be no. Now, he said that he changed the culture of the schools, and that might be true in a financial way, but it doesn't seem to be likely otherwise. It's staggering to note that the Detroit Public Schools had almost 170,000 students in the year 2000, which wasn't that long ago. They're down to 53,000 now. By their own projections, it'll be something like 36,000 in just a few more years. So it's a school system in free fall. It's a school system really without enough revenue. And it's a very sad story.
It is tough to watch. Thanks for the update, Jack. Have a great weekend.
You too.